Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday games of the week on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kittycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Gary Lowry and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, joining us here this evening. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You fall to Russell 66-49 on Friday, but you win at Sacred Heart 51-24 on Tuesday. Going back to that Russell game, we knew that they were going to be a much improved team since the first time you saw them, and then they ended up winning it there by 17 in Beloit. What were your thoughts of Russell there on Friday night?
You know, they came out and shot the ball really well early against us. We didn't probably execute our defensive game plan there the way we would like to. We were finding a little bit of illness. I don't know if that affected our energy level or we didn't play up to our standards defensively as we gave up 40 in the first half, and that's not a characteristic of this team. And we're going to struggle if we give up that many points in a half. And I thought our girls did a nice job of, you know, fighting back, and we did cut it to 7 there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, they went ahead and spread us out, and we just weren't able to dig out. And we fouled them down the stretch, and they made free throws to extend it back out to 17. But it was probably a little bit closer ball game than the final score. But we played an awful good team, and we know what we're going to have to improve to if we seem to be able to get a win.
Sacred Heart on Tuesday, a 51-24 win there. You get a career-high 25 from Sydney Barrett. What were some of the things you liked about the win on Tuesday?
I really like how we came out of the gate with our energy and intensity level. We kind of talked about that. We thought we've slipped in the last couple games like we had talked about before, not coming out how we wanted to, and I thought we jumped out early and we executed our offensive game plan and really were able to get the ball to some spots that we needed to get to. And then defensively, we did what we needed to do to keep them from scoring. But I thought we found Sid Barrett, you know, she did a nice job stepping up. They were giving a lot of attention to her inside game, and she was able to find some of those driving lanes and get herself in good position running the court and finding those holes. And we were able to knock down some shots last night.
Minneapolis coming up on Friday night. You played them already once this season, right before the Sterling tournament. You won at their place 62-21, got out to a really good start in that one. They have you have them coming into your place coming up on Friday night. What do you need to do to have the same success?
I think it's going to be, again, getting off to a good start. Make sure that playing tons of energy. They've got a little bit of size, so we're going to have to make sure that we're moving the ball before we get it into the paint and attacking inside and not forget about that's where we need to go. But then we also got to remember we have a chance to control and pass here to get a share of that league title, and that's still in line, and we got a lot to play for, and we continually have to be improving each game here before postseason to put ourselves in the best position and be ready to go once postseason starts.
Gary Lowry, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck against Minneapolis on Friday.
Great to always talk with you, Dusty.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, you're taking on a couple more teams here this season with Minneapolis and Smith Center before we talk again, but let's go back to the other games that you've had since we last talked. A 92-65 win over Russell on Friday and then a 62-49 loss to Sacred Heart on Tuesday. As far as Russell's concerned, that was your biggest scoring output of the season. Just overall thoughts on what happened there and how you're able to get that offense going.
Well, we shot the ball really well and shared the ball and felt like that we offensively we were able to get it on one side and then get it into the middle and because of that we were able to get open looks. Defensively against Russell, I didn't think we played our best. They scored the ball well, and it was a high possession, high scoring game. But we had a lot of kids contribute, and you know, Mason has 33 points and 16 rebounds, and played a tremendous game. And then we had a lot of different guys knocking down threes on the outside. And, offensively, it was a really good game for us.
Again on Tuesday, Sacred Heart team that's now won 27 league games in a row as you fall 62-49. It's their third consecutive league title. You knew you were going into a tough game. What happened at Sacred Heart, and what did they do that caused the most problems?
Well, they pressure you on the perimeter so much. You know, talking about the Russell game, I felt like that was one of our weaknesses in the Sacred Heart is we weren't able to get the ball side to side, and therefore they were honest, it seemed like, most of the time, and they had great ball pressure, which you know, was made it hard for our guards to enter it into our posts. And so, you know, as well as we played offensively on Friday, you know, I thought we took maybe a step back because, you know, the defense was a lot better and a lot more pressure on you. And I just didn't think we handled it quite, you know, the way we wanted to if we were going to get the win. And defensively, I thought we played well. You know, we gave up way too many offensive rebounds, which cost us. Our initial defense was good, but then rebounding the ball hurt us. And you know, they're a good team, and you give them with great shooters, you give them two or three looks at it, and they're going to make one. And that's kind of what happened last night. Is we just, you know, played well enough defensively initially, but didn't rebound the ball well enough. And offensively, we just never really got into a rhythm, and their pressure bothered us.
Minneapolis coming up on Friday night. You beat them by 8 the first time you played them at their place. A little bit of a slow start that first time around. What do you need to do the second time around to have more success?
Well, we've got to combine, you know, our offense and defense, you know, the way we've been. You know, we were kind of on a roll there, and we need to make sure that we come out offensively and get the ball swung and take open shots and get ourselves open by swinging the ball. And defensively, the first time we played them, I didn't think our defense was very good. And this time, you know, I think we're playing better defense. We're focusing on it a little bit better. And so we need to make sure that we limit drives and limit the big kid inside.
Beloit Trojans head coach Ryan Eiler here in our locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Minneapolis on Friday.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear and watch those games against Minneapolis Friday night on KDCountry94.com, Z96.3 The Lake, and NCKSSports.com. Girls pregame beginning around 5:50 on Friday. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Next Tech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Next Tech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Next Tech.
Back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Dogs, joining us now. Coach, two games since our last chat last week at Stockton. They apparently shot the ball pretty well. They won 71-24 there on Friday night. But you guys bounced back with a nice win at Sylvan Lucas on the road on Tuesday, 41-33. Just going back to Stockton, what were some of the things that they did that caused the most problems for you?
Well, the biggest issue, you know, we had Friday night against that Stockton girls team was, you know, they pressured the ball just tremendously well. And, you know, we've seen some presses, you know, in our league, but they were aggressive. I mean, they had five girls that would anticipate the pass, and, you know, as soon as that pass was made, you know, they were up on the ball and just tremendous ball pressure, you know, to force turnovers. And that's where, you know, we struggled the first half against, you know, their aggressive press was, you know, they forced a lot of turnovers and scored a lot of, you know, layups and fast breaks on us. You know, and then we made a little bit of adjustments as far as offensively after halftime. And you know, they didn't press as much after half and got, you know, in more of a half-court game. And you know, we had some things go right for us in the second half, but it was just – it was tough to get by their on-ball pressure.
So when Lucas, there on Tuesday night, Olivia Engler really stepped up for you. Had 20, a new career high, and went 10 of 11 from the free throw line. She had 9 of her 20 points in the fourth quarter, which was key down the stretch. Overall, how do you feel about that win at Sylvan Grove there on Tuesday?
She really did. I mean, she had an exceptional game offensively. You know, we struggled at times as a team defensively there, but you know, I was really pleased with the way the girls, you know, executed there later in the game. You know, and they kept fighting. You know, they never gave up last night, and that helped. You know, I mean, we struggled there coming out after halftime to score, and then it seems like, you know, things started clicking there later through that third quarter and on into the fourth. You know, and we were able to score some points, and you know, it came down to the free throw line, and we stepped up and made some crucial free throws. So I was real pleased with the way they battled last night, out for the win.
Friday night you go to Chase. They're 6-12 and 4-7 in the league. Just kind of looking at Chase, what do you expect to see from their team Friday?
Well, I mean, they got a couple girls that, you know, can shoot the ball well, you know, so we're going to have to get out on them and apply some more ball pressure and you know, it's going to be a defensive game, you know, for us. We're going to have to step up our defense, you know, because we're struggling anyway as a team as far as scoring, so you know, we're going to have to put some pressure on the ball and see if we can force some turnovers and score some transition points here Friday against Chase.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck at Chase Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach. Your team looked quite a bit different in each one of those. You win at Stockton 60-35 there on Friday, and then at Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday, you fall 52-42. Cullen Graybest had 21 in that game at Stockton. That's a pretty good win for you on Friday night. What were your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, it was a good win for us. I thought we played really well defensively and, you know, got good shots and were able to knock them down there. Yeah, I was proud of our team. I thought we played as well as we had all year, rebounded the ball well. You know, they got size inside and a good, pretty good team. You know, they play tough schedule. Their record's not as great as probably what it could be. But, yeah, I thought we played well.
Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday, kind of like I said, kind of a different story there. You know, they got hot at the beginning of the game. They made their first five shots, and four of those were threes. And then you never really could, I didn't think as I was there, get into your style of play against Sylvan Lucas as you fall 52-42. What went wrong there on Tuesday night?
Yeah, just, you know, it's just one of those games. I just had a bad feeling. We had the kids, you know, that, well, we had Cade sprained his ankle the day before and had some sickness, and you know, so we cut our depth down pretty good, and just, you know, a bigger court, and just I just didn't have a very good feeling going into the game. Just, you know, I weren't ready to play, and you know, it showed. They were come out,
ready to go, and like you say, made some shots there, and we struggled. I think we shot 25-26% from the field, and we got quite a few, you know, we got 12 or 13 offensive rebounds. I thought we rebounded the ball pretty well. But, you know, there are just those nights when, you know, shots don't go, and, you know, it's kind of what happened. I thought we took really good shots, so I don't think that was it. We didn't rush things. You know, just one of those nights.
So you move on now. You go to Chase on Friday, the Victoria on Tuesday, a couple more road games here before you close out the season at home. Looking at Chase, they're 7-12. What do you expect to see from their group on Friday night?
You know, the Oberly, I think the kid's name, he's mm-hmm. a really good player. You know, I think they play a lot of zone. So, you know, we're going to have to continue to, you know, take good shots and hopefully get the second chance. Like, you know, I thought we did a decent job of getting offensive rebounds, but, you know, there are a lot of times where I thought we didn't do as well as what we should. So just, you know, if we're not going to shoot well, we've got to make sure we've got four guys that are going to rebound and, you know, get second shots. So, you know, those are things we got to get better at, you know, work on the whole shooting end, you know, making sure we're rebounding the ball well. So,
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time again this week, Coach. Good luck to the team out at Chase on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NextStack.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? NextStack Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact NextStack today for a free network security consultation.
We continue with our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NextTech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, a nice performance for your team on Friday. You went 50-44. As I'm kind of looking at the schedule, it looks like it was either your second or third best scoring output this season, getting that win at home against Ellis on Friday night. What were your thoughts overall of picking up a nice league win?
Well, I thought there were two pretty evenly matches with us and Ellis, and both of us are trying to, you know, lobby for seeding and substate and that sort of thing, and I thought we did a good job of putting pressure on Ellis, doing the things that we want to do. You know, we've spent so much time this year fighting from behind, seems like, and this was a situation where it was a very close game throughout, and we were able to extend a lead. I think we had a 6 or 7 point lead late, and that's what we ended up winning by. And for the first time in about 4 or 5 games, we actually came out of the locker room at halftime and had a good third quarter, and we focused on that and keeping our intensity and basically did some things that we were really happy with when the game ended.
So, again, you pick up that victory there. You had Tuesday night off. Your next opponent will be Trigo. That's a team that played Ellis in Ellis there on Tuesday night and fell 62-51. Not sure how much you know about the Golden Eagles. I know that they have a couple freshmen that are really scoring a lot. You did play them already once this season and beat them 53-39 in the feather bracket of the Mid-Continent League tournament. What do you expect to see the second time around?
Well, you're right. They have, you know, their two freshmen are their key players in their team. And the Riedel girl, the night we played them, made 3 or 4 threes in the first half, and they built up, a 7, 8, 9 point lead against us. And then, again, our press hurt them. So if we can put pressure on them and keep Riedel contained, I know she was in foul trouble the first time we played them, and she spent at least a quarter on the bench, and that didn't help their cause any. But certainly our focus has to be on her to begin with, and then and maybe if we can, you know, provide pressure like we did last time against them, maybe it'll help us get a victory.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chat. Coach, thank you again for the time this week, and best of luck against Trigo on Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, Buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, just the one game since we talked last. You played Friday in league play against Ellis, falling 54-41 there at home. The Railers, a pretty good team, and caused some problems for you there on Friday night. What were some of the things that stood out in that loss?
Well, one big thing that stood out is our turnovers. I think we turned the ball over close to 25 times. You know, it might have been more, to be honest with you. you know, overall, I didn't feel we were terrible shooting the ball from the field. You know, we had to be around 45%. The three ball didn't fall for us, and free throws we could have done a little better. But turnovers was a big problem for us that game. And we've been, you know, working on that every day in practice to try to cut those down. I mean, they've been a problem all year.
So you move on now. Your next opponent will be Trigo at home coming up on Friday night. They just beat Ellis on Tuesday night. So when you look at the Golden Eagles, what do you expect to see from them in that one? I know it's a team you already saw once this season in the tournament and fell in the consolation semis 59-56. What do you need to do the second time around?
You know, we actually, that game, you know, we forced a lot of turnovers from Trigo. We just didn't do a very good job, you know, in the fourth quarter. They had a nice late run on us, and it was, you know, they're kind of a scary team because if they're hitting their outside shots, they're pretty tough to defend. And yet, you know, I was really surprised that they beat Trigo just by the way I saw some of their scores have been going. But I know if they're hitting the three, they're tough to beat. You know, they played Ellis in the tournament and lost by almost 20 and then turned around and beat them, you know, by 8 last night. So I know they're going to be just a difficult matchup for us.
It's Joe Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Trigo on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Christ and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and listen online, katycountry94.com. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tuscott and by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're Steve Christ, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. One win and one loss. You went on the road at Rock Hills on Friday, 32-19. And then against Thunder Ridge, you fall 58-15 on Tuesday. What are some of the things that you've seen over these last couple games? Again, two of them on really different ends of the spectrum here.
Yeah, we're just continue to struggle offensively. We're having a hard time getting confidence in our outside shots, and we're doing all right on the inside. Carson Walters really scoring pretty decent for us on the inside, but we're just not real deep and real strong on the inside, and if we don't get some of our outside shots to fall, then we just struggle pretty much, and that's kind of been the case. We've had some injuries and stuff that we're dealing with, so we're not as deep defensively, and we can't put as much pressure on the ball and try to create turnovers and some things like that. But you know, I felt like against Rock Hills, we played pretty well defensively. We had to adjust to the officials a little bit, and once we got that done, we were all right. We got in quite a bit of foul trouble there. But and then really defensively, I thought against Thunder Ridge, we did all right for quite a while. When you don't see the ball go through the hoop very consistently, it's hard to keep that energy up, and that's kind of what we're struggling with right now, I think, the most.
You have Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. This is a team that is 13-5 overall and 8-3 in the North Central Activities Association. They play in a pretty tough league over there. When you look at Ellsworth, what do you expect to see from them in that home game on Friday?
Yeah, I think they're playing awfully well. I really haven't paid a lot of attention to them, but we play them about every year, and we see them in the tournament sometimes and at the beginning of the year, and we see them during the summertime when we play in the summer league, and so we're pretty familiar with them. They're going to be physical. They play in a bigger league and against 2A, 3A competition. They're going to probably put a lot of pressure on us man-to-man. And so it's going to be the nice thing about stepping out of our league and playing somebody else this time of the year is you kind of see a totally different style of game, and that's why I like to have that game there. I think we're going to have to execute our man-to-man offense, which we really haven't had to do for a while now, and so maybe a change of pace like that will help us out and see something a little bit different. But you know, they're a very good team, very fundamental, they will play very hard. We're going to have to match that energy level and the physical play and things like that. But you know, our biggest focus just has to be play as hard as we can on defense and see if we can create a little bit of offense with our defense. And if we can get some confidence going with our shots, you know, I think we can hang in the game there for a while. But it's a confidence thing right now, and we're going to work these next couple days in practice on trying to build that confidence back up.
Steve Chris, head coach of the Lincoln Letty Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck against Ellsworth on Friday.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Joe Biggs, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, kind of looking at your team since we last talked, you did pick up a win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday, 38-31. A tough loss to Rock Hills Friday, 39-36. You played a couple competitive games here. What are your overall thoughts on these last two for the Leopards?
The Rock Hills game, we played pretty well. I mean, they're a pretty decent team in our league. I think they're right in the middle of the pack. And it proved that, you know, if we play like we can and we play well, we can play with them. We actually had them down by three there in the fourth quarter, and they came down and knocked down three and then made a couple other shots, and we weren't quite used to that late game situations. Now the biggest discrepancy there was that we didn't get to shoot a free throw that game, and Rock Hills got to shoot 22. So anytime that happens, it's kind of tough to win those close ball games.
So again, you pulled that one. What stood out in Thunder Ridge game? You did pick up 38-31 win.
Oh, we played pretty well. We're again, it's a slow process, but we're learning how to attack a zone. When when we drive and we kick and we drive and we kick, we're able to get some good shots. And when we get the ball inside, we're able to attack the rim a little better. And then, you know, some outside shots did fall. I think we were 5 for 13 from three. So the whole learning process is starting to kick in a little bit here late in the year.
Yeah, Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. This is a 3A team that's definitely a really good team. They've made a lot of improvements this season. They're 12-6 and 7-4 in a very tough North Shore Activities Association. You have them at home on Friday. What do you expect to see from Ellsworth?
Oh, I think we're going to see a lot more pressure than we used to. I think they get up and they get up and deny passing lanes and full court press, and they got some good athletic players. They're not super big. But they are athletic. They can jump. So I think if we can handle the pressure a little bit and make it a low possession ball game, low scoring ball game, we can be in it at the end. But we got to be able to handle the pressure.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against Ellsworth on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns, joining us now. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Friday, you went at Tescott 56-28, and then Tuesday night, a 58-15 win at Lincoln. Two road wins for your team. Kind of just taking care of business in these last two. What are your thoughts overall on these two?
You know, we're one of the things we're stressing right now is to play a little bit better defense. I thought we could have done a little bit better job there at Tescott, but I thought we turned around pretty nice there at Lincoln then. But, you know, coming down the stretch here, that's one thing that we really try to focus on is playing better defense and rebounding better just to eliminate possessions for the other team. And to capitalize on that. So, you know, I think we're starting to step it up. We're having a heck of a time trying to get everybody to practice now. And we haven't missed anybody at games, but, boy, we're just really struggling, you know, with all the illnesses that are going on. So it's kind of hard to get together and practice and do some new things. But we're continuing to battle along as the season wears on.
You have just three games left, two that you'll have before we talk again. You're hosting Rock Hills coming up on Friday night, your final home game of the year. Then you go to Hill City on Monday. What do you want to see from the team? I know, like you said, you're stressing defense, but as Rock Hills comes into town, what are your thoughts on Friday night?
Just to play well. You know, it's senior night. You know, it's always an emotional time. You just never know what's going to happen. But, you know, I just want to see the girls keeping up tempo. It's kind of the thing that we've been stressing all year and have been for the last couple of years. And, like I said, the stress on the defense. Because, you know, we're going to turn around a short week and get Hill City then on a Monday. And it's hard to get everybody there on Sunday just to walk through things. And it's kind of hard to sometimes go on the road and play a good team like Hill City. So, you know, it's going to be a short turnaround, and like I said, with the illnesses, it's going to be kind of tough on us. But hopefully, we'll be able to weather this storm too.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you Friday night against Rock Hills, right?
Hey,
Thank you, Dusty.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team, joining us now. First, Coach, let's go back to Friday night. You went over Tescott 39-37. Caden Van Eaton with another nice game for you with 16 points, and you pick up a two-point victory. What stood out in that win on the road on Friday?
Well, it was certainly a great ball game for Thunder Ridge. We needed a victory after the close loss to Franklin on Tuesday, but seniors really decided they wanted to win that game, and then probably one of our better defensive performances of the year. We held the Brown kid to 13, and a couple games before that he scored 30 and 29, and then we hit the boards as hard as we had all year, but down the stretch made a few free throws, took care of the ball, and got our third win of the year.
Again, on Tuesday night then, you take on Lincoln at their place. 38-31 loss is a low score and a fair. Braden Hill had 11 in that one. What went wrong there maybe down the stretch to not be able to get that win against Lincoln?
Well, after kind of controlling the boards and controlling defense, again, like you said, it was a low-scoring game, so the defense wasn't all that bad last night against Lincoln, but they're a really improved team. I was impressed by their man-to-man defense and had a couple three-point shooters that stuck it in there, but all in all, we had a fair chance to win with about a minute to go and had the ball game tied, and down the stretch they made their free throws and hit a crucial key to keep us at bay.
So you have three games left on the schedule here and a couple you'll have before we talk next. You have Thunder Ridge, Rock Hills game coming up on Friday night. You host the Grizzlies, and then you're at Hill City coming up on Monday. What do you expect in these next two games for your team?
Well, tough and tougher. You know, Rock Hills is playing really well, and Matt Hesking, their coach's final year, and then Hill City, anytime you go against the Keith Riley coach team, you're going to see a team play to near perfection, and then wrap it up out at Wilson. It'll be a tough ball game on the road, but all in all, we are getting better, and we got to keep preaching that to the kids and still have fun and try to go get better the next three games.
John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck on Friday against Rock Hills.
Yep, thank you, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.